trying to.
Right.
Page Rishon and Tes. Mamar Shishi Sharei Avoda. This mamar is called the Gates of Avoda. Easy be Yisaydo Avoda. It says in the Sefer Yisaydo Avoda, Vezel HaShainai, and these are his words. Vereishis, Beis Reishis. It's a Zohar. The Zohar says that the word Vereishis, the first word in the Torah, is made up of two words, Beis Reishis, which means two beginnings. Ratzayin Elema, he means to say, Shahaschola hu amuna pshuta v'yira tatoa v'chulu. That the two beginnings are, meaning the two beginnings of a person's avoda, is simple emuna, simple faith in Hashem, v'yira tatoa, and the most, the lowest type of yira, the fear of Hashem. Those are the two things a person needs to have in his beginning.
Lowest type of fear?
Even the, that's the beginning, that's what you start with. Amunah v'ayira, faith and fear, mezakech ha-sachomer, purifies one's physicality, v'tayir ha-nefesh, and it purifies. So it cleanses the physicality and purifies the soul, the hoyer, to that it should be able to illuminate. Ha'amuna v'ayira, faith and fear, him train, samchin k'shoit, are the two pillars of truth, sha'aleim nish'enes kol kemes ha'yahadus, which upon them rests the entire building of Judaism. Faith and fear of Hashem. They are the beginning of the service of Hashem. So these are the words, those are the words of the Yisod Avod. Ubir Devar HaGadoshim, and the explanation of his holy words. These two concepts, faith in Hashem and fear of Hashem, are called Reishis, beginning. The reason why faith is called Reishis is because Emuna is the first mitzvah, according to the Rambam. The Emuna is the first mitzvah. And it is included in the first of the commandments. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. B'chulu. Shezu mitzvah emunas Hashem. This is the mitzvah of having faith in Hashem or believing in Hashem. V'zoyer Hakadosh, and Zoyer Hakadosh koyda aleha. Zoyer Hakadosh calls emuna pikuda kadmoya, the first mitzvah. To know Hashem. So also the fear of Hashem we know is called Reishis, the first. As it says in the pasuk, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. Right, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of Hashem. V'agdama Zohar HaKadosh Issa, and the agdama of the Zohar HaKadosh, it says Hadoi Hi Pekuda Kadmoa Dekoyle. This is the first mitzvah of everything. This mitzvah is called the fear of Hashem. The ikra reishis, which is called reishis. So we have two mitzvahs here that the Zohar HaKadosh calls the first mitzvah. The mitzvah of Amuna and the mitzvah of Yira. So these two are called reishis. That's why it says, Beis reishis, Bara Lekim. Right? Hashem created two reishis. Yira and Amun. Right, Amun has got to precede Yira, because if you don't have Amun, what are you fearing? So it's got to. You have to have Amun first.
So then, how could there be two Reishis? was, and that's why it's the first commandment, right?
Yeah, but he says that the first two, that rashis are called.
It's the top two. One.
I think one is the rashis of Mayach, the Seichel, and one is rashis in the Lev. First is the rashis of the intellect, the other one is the Lev, the rashis of emotions.
Since one precedes the other, there's no conflict, it's just the first two.
Yeah, you can say that. You're saying that there is, Yira is a first in one area. It's the first in the Midas. One is the first in Meichen, the other one is the first in Midas. V'abir, the explanation, Lama Davke Elu Heim B'chinas Reishis. Explanation why these two specifically are the first two. Ki Heim Mitzvahs Kloliyos, because they are general mitzvahs. Ha'kudlim is Kol HaMatzovim. They encompass, they include all situations she Yehudi Nimtzavayim that a Jew might find themselves. Mitchais kol dargin v'adleidim kol dargin, from the lowest of the levels to the highest of the levels. Meaning, Amunah and Yira are the two things that every Jew needs to have at all times. No matter how lowly or how lofty the person might be. V'amunah hi k'mamar ha-kosav. Amunah, as we find in the pasuk, v'amunoscha svivo isecha. It says, Amunah surrounds a person. Meaning it's an all-encompassing mitzvah. Chenksiv, another pasuk says, kol mitzvah isecha amunah. All your mitzvahs are amunah. Meaning that it's something that is required for all mitzvahs. Hein veis.
Is it? This of course conflicts with what you said yesterday about Yaakov. You can say, I don't believe anything, I have no amunah, nevertheless, I have to...
Well, amunah is something that he still has, or else he wouldn't be doing anything. A person, quite the contrary, amunah is the only thing that, when a person is totally disconnected, all they have left is that sense of faith, which is totally, has nothing to do with being connected. When a person is connected and they understand and although the amunah is in the back of their mind, they don't need to come on to that. It's amunah begins where the seichel stops, right? Faith, believing is something you, when you don't see.
Why?
When you,
right.
So when you,
by the contrary, it's something when a person is totally disconnected, all they have left is that amunah. That
okay. So the person who says, "I feel nothing, I don't know anything, Hashem has no, I don't know anything from this, but nevertheless, I'm going to say, I'm going to eat something, so naturally, I'm going to say a bracha."
Okay, why are you going to say the bracha?
Just because that's what one does.
Because I know that's the right thing to do, and I have faith that there is a God, even though I don't.
Sure, he's the Gemara with Acher, right? You know, he says, I don't believe anything, but he does all the mitzvahs.
Right, so that's not because of this, right? But he didn't believe in God. Acher.
Oh.
Right. So he didn't believe in God. That's not because of this. We're talking about the ordinary Jew.
Well, no, that's a great example. Nevertheless, he did the mitzvahs. Why? Why was he doing these mitzvahs?
Because he just liked the lifestyle. No, it wasn't that. Acher was the type of person that, no, quite, that's off. That's already somebody who's fallen off the train.
But he's doing the mitzvahs.
Right. There's no point in doing the mitzvahs if you're doing them for Yashka.
Well, nobody does that, do they?
Right. I'm just saying, just giving an example, right? There's a person who does the mitzvahs and he's doing it for some other deity, then there's no purpose. We're talking about even a person on... somebody who's on the level of Yaakov is somebody who all they've got left is that sense of... You know, I don't feel it.
I don't
see it. I just know it's true.
Okay, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Whether it's a time that a Jew has fallen to the lowest level, to the lowest level possible, with the power of Amunah, a person has the ability to return and to strengthen themselves. And as David HaMelech says, even if I find myself in the dark pit, Hinaka, you are there with me. And even when a Jew is on the highest of levels, Shuva Lava Damuna Pshuta, a person still needs to have that simple amuna. As Hashem Tov said, Shafilva Eshu Besemadregoisov, Hasagoisov, even when he is on the peak of his levels and his achievements with Gamkin Ovid Bamuna Pshuta, he still serves Hashem with simple amuna. As it says in the Pasukim, Esak Shemayim, if I ascend to the heavens, Shamata, you are there as well. So that's Emunah. Meaning Emunah encompasses all levels that a Jew might be on. It's something that is necessary for every Jew. The definition of the Bashantov said is that a person as a person rises in levels in Avodas Hashem, they become knowledgeable in Torah and knowledgeable in different areas of Torah, even in areas of Kabbalah, let's say, a person tends to rely on their seichel, and meaning a person relies on their knowledge. A person's knowledge is limited. A person's knowledge is limited. No matter how much a person knows, a person's knowledge is limited. And there are going to be situations in life where that knowledge all the knowledge that they have might not come in handy. At that point, all the person is left to is that is above one's knowledge, which is Emunah. And if a person has totally relied on their knowledge and their achievements, and that time when their knowledge and achievements aren't there for them, a person can lose everything. Well, Shem Tov said that no matter where he goes, no matter how high he has reached, he always was able to tap back into that simple amunah that he had before it all began.
This simple amunah is pretty basic from what you were saying over there. I mean, it's the knowledge might be, I know the details of the fine points of how to do this particular mitzvah. But the amunah is that I need to do something here. I need to say a bracha. Maybe I don't know exactly which bracha to say or so on, but I feel obliged that I need to say a bracha before eating this.
Right. It's just so I know this. I have all these questions. I just know my father told me there's a God. That's it. I heard from my Rebbe that's it. I just
out there somewhere right. That I have no connection to. It's for Sean.
Tell a story that Shem Tov was once traveling with his Talmud with Revolf Kitzis. It was one of his Talmud. Probably told me it was Revolf Kitzis.
They're both what?
Revolf Kitzis. Oh. That was his name. One of his prize talmidim, and the Baal Shem Tov, they had traveled through a forest or something, and it was the middle of the winter, and they were the carriage had broken down, and they were mamash left in a matzah that was like it was a life threatening situation, and Baal Shem Tov said to Rav Wolf Kitzis, I can't tap into anything. I'm left without anything. Do you remember the Aleph Beis by any chance? Shavuot said yes. So he said, start saying the Aleph Beis. And he started saying Aleph, Beis, Gimel. And it started to come as he was, Rav Shemtov repeated after him, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. It started all coming back to him. But it's sometimes a person is left. I mean, it symbolizes a time that a person is in a time of an assign when we're totally blank, and all we're left to is mamish the basic amuna that we have. It's something we have to tap into.
Looking at it this way, it's like the simple emuna is so essential that you could almost, the Habdil describe it as the essentially spiritual DNA of everything that we're about. That everything is based on. We have to have.
But it can't be a commandment then. This is saying that it's a mitzvah, but it's a commandment. But it can't be a commandment because, in order to recognize that there are any commandments at all, you have to fundamentally have this.
Right. So that's the Ramban.
Itself cannot be a commandment.
The Ramban says when the Ramban brings it as a mitzvah, the Ramban says, "How can Amunah be a mitzvah?"
Yeah.
Amunah is the introduction to the mitzvahs, right? If we got to believe that there's a God, now the God can command you to do something.
Yeah. Exactly.
Came in this Hayira, and saw also the character trait or the attribute of fear of Hashem. Hirashis is also a beginning. It is something that it is necessary for a person on the lowest level, and necessary for a person on the highest level. Take a person like Shapsa Tzvi, Shem Rishon Yaakov. His knowledge was awesome. The amount that he knew, and Nigla and Nister and everything. And it came to, and it's very possible that at the beginning, he was okay. He might have started out with that simple amunah. But when the time came, when he was, when all this mishigas started going on, he relied. What ended up happening was he relied fully on his vast knowledge. And when it wasn't there, when he was given the choice between parting with his life or his religion,
he can learn.
He still had his knowledge. He hadn't.
Right, but it was
Alzheimer's or
right, but, his, right, that, but the knowledge somehow, all that he knew didn't contradict to transferring it to going over to Islam.
It's not what Korah too, no?
Perhaps, yeah. Korach was also a tremendous Talmud Chacham. I mean, you don't find that Korach ever defied Hashem's existence.
Or he must have done something, because if he doubted the fact that Aaron was supposed to be
right, true.
Kohen, then he there must have been something.
Right, there's definitely one part of Emunah that he didn't have.
Right. Right.
Even Shams HaTzvi didn't doubt by going over to Islam.
Right. Right. True.
Yoshka also.
Talking about Inyana Diyama, right?
Yeah.
Right, so you gotta have, these are all people with vast knowledge. Right? I don't think Karach would enjoy being compared to these two. What they were lacking was this simple amuna, and when it pshut. In a time when a Jew has fallen to a to the lowest level possible, Yehudi lahaschav Yerushalayim pshuta, the Jew has to begin with simple Yerushalayim, simple fear of heaven. V'chalze, and this includes Yiras Einish, just the fear of punishment. Is din v'is dayin. A person should know that there is judgment and there is a judge. V'ein be'eshu v'seyam adregis, and in the highest of levels, yeshkan kevuchenis yira. There is also this concept of fear of Hashem. Chumashim atzinu v'kabbalah satoira, as we find by Kabbalah satoira, shoyos v'nei Yisrael v'kenis malachim. V'nei Yisrael were on a level of angels. V'ayim midos midas hayira. And nevertheless, their mida was the mida of Yira. As it says in the pasuk, Miyitain, Ahoy levavam zelo hem liyira isi kol ayomim. Hashem says, I wish that their heart will be with me this way, to fear me all of the days. Manitav lehem levneim loylam, in order that it should be good for them and for their children forever. Chenamru Chazal, and so also Chazal say, Ki ha-Torah nitna ve'im lo b'yira v'dasas v'ziyah. Chazal say that the Torah was given when we were with awe and fear, trembling. According to this, we can understand that Rachaim HaKadosh and Parshas Ekev on the Pasuk, on the Pasuk that says, what does Hashem, your God, ask of you? Only to fear Hashem, your God. Says because a person might think, that somebody who transgressed the will of Hashem, that now achieving once again the way of Hashem is concealed from such a person. Person might think so. As Omar says, that's why the pasuk says va'ata v'gaima. Perish va'ata yitshuva. The word va'ata and now is a reference to tshuva. Which Omar Zalas Chazal say, ain va'ata l'tshuva. And whenever it says the word va'ata and now, it's a reference to tshuva. Meaning that even though whatever was until now, you can erase. Start now. Can start it. You can start a new page now.
And we just did it.
Turn a new page.
Yeah.
Printer thought of it.
What did Hashem your God ask? What does Hashem your God ask of you? Vasakin Mishuvoscha. In order to, what does Hashem ask of you in order to correct what you have done? All Hashem asks of you is to fear Him. With that, if Hashem sees that you fear Him, meaning that you fear to transgress His will, with that itself, Hashem will be appeased, and He will desire your service. Atkan. Torah Lahamim v'dvarav says the. In the Sivah Shalom, we need to understand the words of the Rechaim HaKadosh. Why is it only through the attribute of fear that Hashem will desire the person more than any other attribute? We also need to understand. Chazal darshan from this pasuk that it says, what does Hashem ask of you? Only to fear. So Chazal Darshan, all I hear is Hashem. Usually we're asking things of Hashem, right? And here Hashem is asking something of us. So Chazal say, Hakol b'dei shemayim, everything is in the hands of heaven, chutz mi yirat shemayim, besides the fear of heaven. Meaning that we have to come on to Hashem for everything else. There's one thing that is not in the hands of heaven. Hashem is totally given over to us. And that is whether or not we're going to fear Hashem or not. Because so that's what Chazal say.
So Amunah
and
Hashem is in Shemayim?
Yeah. Well, good question. Let's see in a second. I think he's going to touch upon that. It is, actually. The Emuna, I believe, is. is. I think is ingrained in. I know actually, is something that a person that every Jew is born with. Every Jew has a essential emuna. They might not have access to it. They might not be aware of it, but it's there. So Chazal say that every Jew, we are mamina b'nei mamina. We have emuna in our essence.
So can we get you also people in general. So as you go to the foxhole, the whole foxhole paradigm.
How is that then in Shemayim?
So it's something that we have by nature. It's not up to us whether we have emuna or not.
So how does Acher fit into this?
Got it. Yeah. Acher detached himself from that emuna. I mean, it's also with every other. The Tzaddik says that every Jew has emuna. It's whether we believe we have that emuna or not is a different story.
Whether we plug into it.
Right. He said, not every Jew is a mamon that they're a mamon. But every Jew is a mamon.
So you can have it, but just deny it, override it.
Right. You can deny having it.
Go to college to cover it up.
We have three things. I once spoke about this, Shabbos, that we have three things that are ingrained in us by nature. And we can... The Rambam actually says two of the three. Three things we have by nature, and it's up to us whether we decide to tap into our natural instinct. The nature of every Jew is to have emuna, to have faith in Hashem, to love Hashem, and to love a fellow Jew. Rambam asks, how can Hashem command us to love Him or to love our fellow Jew? Love is something that is totally dependent on a person's emotions. Either I love or I don't. You can't command me to love something. It's not shy. I can command somebody to love something. So the Rambam says that every Jew by nature loves Hashem and loves their fellow Jew. There are a lot of things that get in the way. There are barriers. The commandment is get all the barriers out of the way. Get all of the schmutz that's covering up those love and get it all out of the way so you should be able to access that love.
To Hashem, we're supposed to, not in addition to love Hashem, we're supposed to fear Hashem. But yet our fellow Jew is supposed to love but not fear.
Right.
Isn't that what the mitzvahs are all about, right? The mitzvahs are to get rid of the schmutz so you can love Hashem.
Well, it's tshuva. It's tshuva is getting rid of the schmutz.
The commandment, the initial commandment, may be like the commandment of gravity, for example, or any other sort of thing that Hashem just kind of created into the world. That's also a commandment. The phases of the moon are commanded and so on, so this may be that kind of a commandment.
But that's not to us.
At the first level. But then we're maybe commanded not to do like Acher and suppress it.
Exactly. We have the Gemara on Gittin, right, where Titus, Arosha, brings up the spirit. When before he attacked Yerushalayim, he wanted to know if he should do it or not. So he brought up three spirits. He brought up the spirit of Bilam to ask him if he should attack the Jews. He brought up the spirit of who was the other one? The three spirits he brought up. The spirit of Bilam. Let's get a good market.
Is it the first 20 dots?
First or?
Huh?
Is it the first 20 daps?
No, it's a nun. The nuns.
The nuns.
I'm
said the Bnei Torah, three things, I thought you were going to say Baishana and Rachamim, and you know, those.
That's also my nature. Those are not mitzvahs. Get a normal one. I don't need notes.
Get a normal one.
Get a real one.
That is less than normal.
Small ones on the top.
Not the pocket version either.
Yeah. The eye Gemara.
You're asking a lot now. I just put them away. I don't know where they belong.
Oh. Well, you know, you're supposed to put them in order next time, please.
Really?
Why are you going to get them? That's where the
thing shows that I can.
I do have
it. You knew where it was, you'd be getting it.
Think about it.
We give it, they get it. The index is coming out.
Listen to his voice. Next time I bring my iPad, it's all there. $28, you can have all the fast surgical.
I have it here.
With a shear on every dive.
It's surgical.
Okay.
Really?
You got eye dive going on? Look at that.
Sure, the Rav could pull it up in his head faster than the phone.
By the time you type in the surgery.
It's a much fun.
See who wins.
We're still recording here.
Here's my bet.
John Henry, the man against
there
the
are
machine.
But there are editors before this gets posted.
Man, they define.
And I
correctly defined birth as when the crest of the skull plumps through. Seen up here first.
Yeah.
When Nunzayan Amad Aleph.
So. Apple does it again.
Maybe.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Just ask Hans.
Yeah.
There you go.
Chill down.
Let's see.
What do you got there? What does it say? Oh, here it is.
What does it translate to?
Film. No,
it's too bad we're only recording and not filming.
Does it translate?
You should.
I could, yeah.
Within.
I could also pull up the doc view, which will pull up the actual.
You gotta spend $29 to get all the shots of translation and share.
That's it. Every Stender should have that installed.
Yeah.
It's I Talmud. And then I can pull up the actual.
Except I can't read it
down
there.
Yeah.
You need screens about this big.
Yeah.
You get screens. Picture a classroom like that. Every kid's got a screen.
Yeah, they will eventually.
You can get all the snides. You can get any one. For 100 bucks, you could have all
of Jacob. Oh, okay. So, the that was Unklus, right? Unklus is the one that wrote the Targum.
Right.
Yeah.
Unklus is a ger. So he was Titus's nephew. So he went to before he became a ger, he went to ask. He brought up his uncle's spirit, and asked him if it was a good idea or not.
Unklus brought up Titus's spirit.
Yeah,
brought three people. He brought.
Yeah. So first he brought up Titus. And he said, what do you think about the idea of becoming a Jew? So Titus told him, they've got too many mitzvahs. You're not going to be able to do it. Instead, go fight with them. Because at least you'll do well. If you fight with them, at least you'll do well in this world.
Yeah.
So then he asked Titus what his... how he's faring in the world to come, and didn't give him a nice picture. So, he went and got Bilam. He brought up Bilam's spirit. Yeah, what do you think? He had the first question he asked them all is, who is important in the world to come? They all answered Yisrael. So then he asked Bilam, what do you think of connecting to them? Bilam said, not a good idea.
Connecting
to Jews, to be becoming a Jew. So then he went and brought up Yashka. And he has the Yashka is, what do you think? Yashka said it's a good idea. Good idea, he said.
Right, because after they see that they're in the Oilam Emes, they're all in the Oilam Emes. But why would Titus and Bilam and the Oilam Emes say the Emes?
Because they didn't, again, Titus didn't think he'd be able to do it. He'd be able to observe the mitzvahs.
But they're all moited at Yisrael.
Yeah, they all said.
It's a good idea, but you, Uncles, you're not going to be able to pull it off. So
I know, but at least make it effortable. I mean, it's like it's a disconnect. If they're moited that Yisrael is where it's at, why are they calling him?
Because if he takes it and he can't do it, he might be worse off.
Right. So then, so the Gemara says at the end, take a look at the difference between a guy. Take a look at the difference between a guy and a Jew. No matter how terrible he was, he's still at the end. He's Maida Lamas.
Who's the Jew?
Yeah. So.
That's what Yashka said to Uncleus.
Yashka said to Uncleus, "Do it. Go ahead." The Gemara comments on this whole story. The Gemara comments that look at the difference between the Jew and the non-Jew. Where were we holding over here? Where was I getting at?
Somewhere on top.
Oh, okay. So you had asked a question about Amunah, right? So just proving from here that the Amunah is there. You have Yashka, who is a big troublemaker.
You want to go tell him?
Huh?
You want to go tell him?
Not serving a very pleasant sentence either.
What?
Not serving a very pleasant sentence either.
Right, not serving a pleasant, yeah.
So he had reason to know.
Right.
Cardinal downtown might really not like that.
What?
Was Bilam's answer to Uncle's?
Do not seek their good or their peace all of your days.
Whoa.
Wow.
Considering what he went through?
Yeah.
Kind of a Muslim brotherhood kind of
thing. Yeah.
I wonder why Uncles only went to Goyim to ask. Why didn't he go to...
Because he was a guy.
I understand,
he
but
went to Yashka.
He did.
Why didn't he also check for one for the other?
Well,
side?
He knew it. He knew what the answer would be by
Yashka. Yashka wasn't a guy.
Right. He just wanted to
train.
For sure, for Berlin.
That's how you should have planned it. Today would have been his bris.
Alright, let's So the kasha that Nesiva Shalom now asks is that how could the Gemara say that the only thing that is dependent on the person is Yira Shemayim? There's a whole continuation of the pasuk there where it says, what does Hashem ask of you? To fear Hashem, to love Him, to walk in all of His ways. There's a lot that Hashem is asking of us. This is not. It's not just Yira. The Gemara should have asked all of them. Right? The Gemara asked the Kasha there. All I'm asking of you is to fear Hashem. What? Is that something so small? It's tremendous. So we'll continue next week.
Oh. It's at 9:30 shir this morning. We finish about 9:40.
Yeah, that's a problem.